Episode 224, December 21st, 2015.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Christmas, everybody. I imagining you're all listening to this with your family, huddled around the Christmas tree in between Christmas carols. Do you think anyone will do that?
Looked at lights?
No. Do you think anyone's going to go drive, look at lights while playing the Rob and Joe Show in their car?
Oh, that sounds like the best Christmas ever.
What about instead of carolers, they knock on doors and then they just do your rant?
This doesn't sound like silver bells.
Speaking of your rant, ask and you shall receive, the famous rant from 2 weeks ago that skyrocketed our ratings. We'll get to that in a second. Chris Restivo has recorded his version of it. He sent it in. We will play it tonight. Big ups to Marcus Serta. You nailed the Star Wars.
Really?
On the Rotten Tomatoes. I believe. Did you nail it exactly?
Exactly 95%.
I mean, that is impressive.
It made over a half a billion. Now, you knew it would make a ton of money. This is what surprised me. It's the highest grossing movie ever in U.S. history for an opening weekend, right? That doesn't surprise me at all.
Sure.
But it's second worldwide. Did you see that?
You mean second ever worldwide or second?
Yes. Do you know what number one is?
It's one of those Jurassic Park ones.
The newest Jurassic Park.
Well,
the newest Jurassic Park did more than Star. I didn't even know people gave a shit about Jurassic Park, but they do. Yeah.
Well, maybe that resonates more with people in other countries.
They dinosaurs. Like dinosaurs more than aliens.
Exactly. I have no idea why, but I mean, Star Wars is clearly a bigger franchise. You would think it would be the number one all time, but I didn't see it. I'm sure you saw it, Marcus. Robbie, Joe, you didn't see it yet, did you?
No, I'm seeing it Wednesday with the kids.
All right. Is Katie a fan or she has no interest?
Well, I don't know that she's a big fan, but, you'll see it just because it's an event. You don't want to be the only person that didn't see Star Wars.
Well, we're going to be calling Tommy Cimbazzo here shortly. He's our resident nerd. He's been on the show before, a murder mystery superstar comedian. He saw the movie. He will be giving us his review. But, Marcus, that's sort of your world as well. So why don't you, spoiler-free, give us your quick synopsis.
Let's say this.
All right.
It was created by fans, written by fans, acted out by fans, and so this movie brings everything that you wanted in a Star Wars film to 3 hours of great cinema.
It's three hours long?
It's about 2.5-3 hours. It's somewhere in that range.
One thing that's pretty hilarious is the morning show, the 98 Rock morning show, they broadcast from a Star Wars premiere at 7 a.m. in the morning, right?
Right.
After the movie was about 20 minutes in, imagine how pissed off Tommy or Marcus would have been. Justin walks in the theater and starts interviewing people. Like, how's it going so far? What do you think of the movie? It was so hilarious.
And they were live on the air at that point.
Of course.
There have been a lot.
Can I also say one more thing about Tommy, who we're going to have on a little bit later?
Yeah, sure.
We've actually mentioned Cthulhu a couple times on this show. Cthulhu is a squid-like looking. Am I saying it right, Robbie? Cthulhu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Squid-like looking like monster.
His is Hydra Cthulhu, right?
Well, that's a different story. But he has a ski mask that is Cthulhu. It has like the tentacles coming out of it.
Of course he does.
Well, when we broadcast, when we did the Ravens post game, he wore that. Okay, whatever. Then he was cold, so he put on a wizard robe. He had a purple wizard. I mean, we're 98 Rock. We're supposed to be, oh, these guys are cool, man. Cutting edge, rock and roll. He's over there with a Cthulhu mask on and a wizard robe. I'm like, don't tell anybody you're from 98 Rock. Just act like you're a fan.
Well, not everyone can be Stash, Joe.
But I do love Tommy. I've said it a million times. He's the coolest nerd I know.
He's one of the most interesting people we've ever met. The things he's into, that he makes everything that he wears, and his gadgets and his...
Not just to kiss his ass, but you're right. He LARPs. He builds, you know, dragons to put on his shoulder. Right. Somehow he plays Dungeons and Dragons, but he makes you feel like, man, that's something I might want to do.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. Cool. Yeah. He's like I said, he's the coolest nerd alive.
The poll question from last week, the piano outro music, 58% to 42%. We were keeping it. The people have spoken. Sorry, Charlie Bernie, suck it. You know, Miggity Mac, when you're listening to the ear, weighs in heavily on it. And Eric, the actor, begrudgingly, I'll give him credit. When there are fans of it, you know, how can you say no to those two, right?
So they're fans of whatever Robbie is in support of.
That's
and they're
true.
Also two of the most vocal, you know, listeners. So that's right. The reason that, you know, that happens is because even if it was, and it was close anyway, but that was a Robbie. That's just two people that are screaming how great Robbie is.
They also don't like change.
That's also true. Speaking of the rants, the episode 2 weeks ago with the huge brother versus brother fight, a guest that, you know, really, really spoke to people, because we are at our highest ranking ever on Stitcher. What are their actual numbers, Robbie?
Oh, sorry. I sent you the email. I was not prepared to read.
Oh, I assumed that you had it memorized. That's why
well,
I asked you.
Sorry. We're 622 overall, and there's more than 20,000 podcasts out there. So we're ranked 622. Now, that's not our highest overall ranking ever. We were like four something at one time, but we only reached 98 on the comedy podcast.
Yeah, the top 100 comedy we hit, I think, was 84 or something. Yeah,
this time we're 88.
88.
It's a few spots below the Michael Mara Show.
Yeah, so awesome. So a lot of people shared that. I guess they told people about it. Now, Chris Restivo seems to think that it was his voicemail message, his being on the show, that led to it. You know what? And as ridiculous as that sounds, I bet it helped, because there is a local scene here that likes the shitting on Restivo. So I'm sure that helped with the sharing of the show. So we're doing well, which is just going to set up us asking you to give us money here in 2016. That's our goal. You to pay us, give us money.
So what do you want to do? Should we do like a bonus show to try to make some? I mean, it's 4 years in. We got thousands of listeners. We're a top 100 podcast. I mean, should we do a bonus show and make ourselves, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month on this? Should we do that?
I mean, I'm not against that. But my issue with that is what do we say on the bonus show? Because I don't want to do a bonus show and then be calling back to shit that was on the bonus show.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
What's the difference?
Yeah. I think this is up for discussion, but I don't think that we can sustain a weekly bonus show. I think that we would have to make it a special.
But if we made, let's say we did a special, you mean like once a quarter?
Maybe, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Because I don't think, me personally, I've always viewed this podcast as a way to motivate people to come see the comedy and come see our murder mysteries.
Which that helps.
That's working. I mean, our murder mysteries have been mobbed, and they're mobbed with listeners.
But to have them pay for an extra podcast, it's hard to get people to pay for podcasts. It's really difficult.
Yeah, but I mean, we've created a fan base at this time. I mean, you don't think people are willing to pay $1, you know, every 3 months for special content?
They might every once in a while, but they wouldn't do it on a weekly basis.
And say weekly. That's why I said every 3 months. That's much different than every week.
Ask, hey, donate money. I mean, we've hinted at that before and actually said it. We've never really aggressed.
Yeah, but there's nothing that they really get out of that. We're going to do the show anyway.
I know. It's just, but you might have one person who says, you know what? I like these guys. Here's $50. And then you have 1,000 more that do nothing.
I think there is a button to contribute right on our website, Robbie.
There is on Podbean.
Yeah, but we can spice it up and make it like, you know, if you contribute something, you get a Wolf shirt or shit like that. I don't know. We can do that. We'll play around with that. But I want to hear this rant. Joe, you went off on this huge, a minute long, just being angry with Robbie and the end of that argument 2 weeks ago. And you have yet to listen to it. So now you're going to hear Chris Restivo's version of it as Chris Restivo. And I'm quite happy with it. Can we play that?
This is fucking horseshit, Robbie. And if you don't like it, fucking quit. I look out for you. Listen, I know I'm not as organized as you, but to act like I'm some sort of inconsiderate dick is fucking bullshit. I'm sorry that when I gave that date to you, it didn't occur to me that you might not know that it was a Monday night. But for you to act like I don't give a shit is fucking horseshit. I never miss this show. Do you know why? Because I know it is going to upset you. So this is fucking bullshit. That I'm some sort of dick that doesn't give a fuck about what happens to you? I'm sorry that if I'm busy, I say the time is wrong. Just respond back. What time is it? You know what, Robbie? I never send you that smugging and curt emails that you send me. You let me know that I'm a fucking piece of shit and I'm not. And I do worry about you and I do worry about what I do. And this is the thing where all of a sudden, I don't give a fuck about your time. Bullshit, Robbie. It's not true at all. It's not. You're right. I'm not as organized as you, but I'm a fucking 47-year-old man. What do you think is going to happen at this point? This is who I am.
Chris Restivo, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the most sense he's ever made.
I think of all the things he's ever done, put out in this world, that's the best. Eric, the actor, okay. Says... First thing, I'm impressed he can read that well.
It sounds a lot like Joe Pesci, doesn't it?
And when he gets angry, some of his Pesci impression comes out. So good job, Chris. Eric had an idea on Twitter at Robin Joe Show. He tweeted this, that we should get Mike Chamberlain to do one. And I think that's a great idea.
But yeah, that, you know why? Because he's a director, and I assume he's acted before. Correct, Robbie?
Many, many times.
You think he can do that better than Restivo?
No.
What about Scott?
Wow.
Can Scott Apple do it better?
You don't think Mike Chamberlain, an award-winning director.
Director.
I know, but Robbie said he's acted many, many times.
I don't see him as being a good actor.
No, he is a good actor. I just don't think that he will exceed Restivo.
I agree with Robbie.
Huh. I don't think he'll be as good as Restivo either. I don't.
Well, then that's a challenge for him. I'll tell him that.
Did he read that to you, Robbie? You guys are still friends, even though he didn't invite you to his wedding.
Yeah.
He emailed me today.
All right. From the library.
What did he say? You needed work? Needed help?
Yeah, he needed something from me.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this book in the library. Can you help me?
he doesn't need help with that.
Eric, the actor, says, how does Joe not see himself as a nerd? Was Joe some sort of jock? Were you a letterman in high school? What sport?
I know. What a dick.
Well, why would anyone think you're a nerd? Because you have glasses? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get that either, but that's okay. If that's what he thinks. I guess because he's in the military, he's cooler than me. Is that it?
Probably. I mean, you see every movie, but you're not like reading comic books or anything.
I'm not reading.
You're not reading anything, right?
Yeah.
You're definitely not doing any role-playing games. No, if you called yourself a nerd, that would be false advertising.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, no problem, bud. But thank you, Chris Restivo. You did a great job. We actually saw Chris at the 40th anniversary of Coco Lane last Wednesday night. I think we had a picture, you two together. I feel like things have smoothed over now. You two are on good terms.
Based on that picture, did it look like things had smoothed
over? Hey, it was a step.
Yeah, can I just say real quick if anybody is Facebook friends with me, I was tagged in a video of what I did, but we did, obviously, if you listened 2 weeks ago, you heard Chris leave a voicemail about me, meaning he woke up at 1:40 in the morning thinking that I'm a dick and was so mad about it that he called Rob and left about a minute long message about what a jerk I am. And I read that. There he is. I did a dramatic read of that. And I also had brought someone in to sign it as well.
Yeah, our friend Jen Wardrop. It was super funny. There's the videos up on our Facebook, Rob and Joe Show. But yeah, I think the sign language, the signing made it. Did you see it, Robbie?
I did.
Yeah, that's what made the big.
Of course, it had to have the
signing. She doesn't know how to do that, but what she was doing. But it actually killed. I'm glad that Eric had recorded that.
Jim is a fucking loser.
Yes, he's the biggest loser I know. So, as you know, Tawan and I are moving. And probably at the right time, because we have new neighbors right next to us. You know, we had issues with the Indians that were next to us. We've documented that. And now we have new neighbors. Not sure how many, but they're young. They're in their early 20s. And yesterday, I wasn't here, but a knock on the door. Tawanda answers it. It's one of the neighbors, 22-year-old dude. Says, hey, do you have any sugar I can borrow? Which I didn't think people even did that, really. He goes, yeah, I'm making tea. I want sugar. Just weird that you're that desperate. So she says, sure. She puts some sugar in a bag, gives it to him. Then he goes, oh, do you know where I can buy some weed? And she said the only herbs I deal with are for tea. So
super presumptuous.
Yeah.
To ask somebody that you're going to live next to and say, hey, this is what I do. Now, do they know you guys are moving?
No, I don't. They would have no reason to know that. But
by the way, I think
he was black.
Sugar,
it's black. Maybe they thought, you know, he thought that it's a black thing. We can just talk to each other.
Maybe he didn't nearly need sugar. It was just.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
But it's funny that he said he needed it for tea. It's just the most proper thing you could use. You would want sugar for.
I drink tea.
I love tea, but it just seems. Yeah, can I have some tea?
And then, you know, I like some Earl Grey and some weed.
Yeah, that's a good combination. Yeah. So we will be missing out on our weed neighbors.
Speaking of not necessarily neighbors, but roommates, can I tell my story or is that something that's going to be too involved for right now?
I'm going to tease that at the end of this.
Okay, got it.
Tell it.
Because we have to call Tommy in the middle break to get his Star Wars a review.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You know what? Can we take a break now and then do that story, then call Tommy?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, one of us is a real-life suspect in a real-life crime. Rob and Josh, I'll be right back.
Sherry's Berries. This holiday season, give Sherry's Berries the gift that makes everyone merry. The freshest, juiciest strawberries dipped in the finest ingredients. Choose from over 50 gourmet toppings, all delivered fresh to your home or office. With this special offer, get a signature box of Sherry's Berries for just $19.99. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter code Rob and Joe, or call 877-BERRIES and mention the Rob and Joe Show. Surprise them with something different and delicious for the holidays. Shop Sherry's Berries.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Joe Robinson.
So
he's guilty of something.
Here's what happens. My girlfriend has a roommate, okay? And I like the guy.
A dude.
He's a nice guy. He's a fireman. He came to the murder mystery. He actually was the one that had the best team name and won a t-shirt. Okay, this guy, he's a cool guy. I like him. One day I'm over there. He has a bunch of guns. And he shows them to me. He's like, hey, Joe, check this out. And he's showing me his guns. He's proud of them. He takes a case out from under his bed and he opens it up and there's a pistol in there and there's some rifles in there and he's showing it to me, right?
So like four to six guns?
He showed me, I think, four.
Okay.
So, and he goes, here, you want to hold it? And I was tentative. He goes, oh, it's not loaded. And I go, okay. So I hold it. You know, I'm not comfortable, but I'm like, oh, okay. I give it back to him and he goes,
you're not comfortable.
Maybe one day I can take you guys out shooting, you know. And of course, I'm polite. I don't want to do that, by the way. I don't want to go shooting, but I like the guy. So I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll do it. I'm real busy, but maybe we'll do it, blah, blah, blah. Afterwards, I even say to Katie, I go, he offered to take a shooting. I don't think I want to do it. And Katie's like, no, I want to do it. Like, Katie wanted to go shooting. So I'm like, oh, I guess eventually one day we'll do that. We'll go shoot with this guy.
All right.
Well, Katie gets a call at work on Friday. Someone stole these guns, not broke into the house and robbed them. Somebody went exactly to the guns that he showed me, took the guns, And they call the police and they're like, hey, somebody stole these guns. And the police are like, well, who has a key to the place?
Yeah, so first of all, there was no sign of a break.
Forced entry and nothing else was taken.
Okay.
So now.
Inside job.
Clearly an inside job. Now, of course, as soon as I hear that, I'm like, he's going to think I took these guns, right? And sure enough, when they were talking, he's like, well, I showed them to Joe.
You know where the guns are at.
You know, right.
His schedule. Like, you're
well,
there
Joe
a lot.
Wouldn't have taken the, he would be not comfortable even around guns. And he's like, well, I saw him holding them. He's pretty comfortable. So he's making a case that I'm the person that took these. And I started thinking about it. I don't even see hardly another suspect. Now, there are people that come in and walk the dogs and they have a key to the place. But honestly, if you're on the short list of suspects, like I'm way up there. Like if it's a clue game, I'm one of the last three or a murder mystery. Walker, I'm on the stage at the end.
Yeah. Would the dog walker know that he has guns?
I have no idea. But what I do know is that he doesn't think that I took the guns. But if you said, are you 100% sure Joe didn't take them? He wouldn't say I'm 100% sure. I mean,
yeah, you're clear. You're the lead suspect.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm the lead suspect.
You're there most of the time. We know the only person that so far that we're positive, other than Katie, that know about the guns and that has access to the house is you.
Well, I don't really have. By the way, I don't actually have a key to the house.
But you're there when he's not there.
Right. That's the thing. I am there when he's not there. As a matter of fact, I also wake up early to go onto the air. I'll go into 98 Rock many times. I've woken up from there. I got to wake up at like 4:15.
Does the police know that you just had a huge argument with your brother who has like three guns of himself?
Think that if they knew that, they would think I was arming myself in preparation for this?
Well, it got heated between you two. You can't go to a gun fight with a knife.
Somebody right? that named Sponge Off Tawanda is saying, if you have that many guns, you should have a safe. And Sponge Off Tawanda is correct. As a matter of fact, that's what the police officer said. And he agreed. Yes, I need to obviously have a gun safe. But here's the thing. Yes, obviously, I knew where they were. I had access. I could have gotten them in and out. But then what am I going to do with them once I have them? You understand, if you have a stolen gun, that's like 10 years in jail if you get caught with it, right?
Sure, you'd figure out how to.
Well, that's my question. So now I have a gun. Let's say I have them.
Yeah.
Now, where am I going to unload them? I mean, don't you have to go down to the inner city to sell your guns?
Go to our
I don't
new
know anybody down there to sell
our
these
new neighbors
to.
Can help you out. They want weed and sugar.
What's that?
Our new neighbors can help you. They want weed and sugar.
If you had a stolen gun, where would you go? How would you try to unload it?
I'd go to comedian Sonny Fuller.
Yeah, that would be where I would go too.
I have a theory though, Joe. It's one we go haven't ahead. Talked about. How old is this guy? 20s?
I think he's like in his late 20s.
All right. He lives with Katie. Katie, beautiful woman. It's not out of the question that he could be falling in love with Katie.
But no, he just got engaged. He just got engaged.
One problem, you're in the way.
No.
He steals the guns himself.
He's framing. That's what you're
now,
saying.
He's there. Katie's upset. He's there to take care of her, console her.
I don't think that's it. I genuinely don't.
Well, it's either that or you stole the guns, Joe. That's the only
thing. No, that's not true. I can't get into too many details because there's actual suspects, but there's other people involved in this that actually have some sort of maybe history of this. So I would definitely say they're bigger suspects, but the thing that points it more towards me is that he showed me these guns. Yeah. Like I knew exactly where they were.
Have you been questioned by the police?
No.
Did you? I think you ought to get... See, the other thing that makes you look guilty is the classic Joe thing to do is to get out ahead of this. Like, why would I steal a gun?
Oh, so this is some way for me to kind of...
Yeah, you're getting out in front of it. Like, why would I talk about this if I actually did it, right?
It's funny because I said to Katie, what would you do if you came up into my room and you saw the guns? She goes, I'd say, what's wrong with you? I go, would you break up with me? She said, no. I said, really? I said, because if I found those guns under your bed, I'm telling you right now, this would be over.
Would you leave your woman, Robbie, if she stole your guns?
Well, what was she stealing them for? That would be a big...
To sell them.
Just to steal my guns and sell them?
Yes.
Yeah, I would probably have to get
her. Yeah, of course you would. Are you kidding me?
What would be worse, if she stole your guns or your TiVo?
It's a TiVo.
Yeah, he's like, where the hell is my TiVo? He'd be yelling at me. He'd be yelling at her like he yelled at me.
Yeah, I use the TiVo every day. I certainly don't use the guns every day.
No, yeah, I hope not.
I do think that I'm less of a suspect because they're guns. But there
well,
was
do you
cash
think this
missing.
Guy actually thinks you did it?
I don't think he does. I really don't. But
he did have a moment where he probably really considered you.
Of course he did. Yes. Well, I mean, how could you not consider me? He
just
showed
gonna
me.
Make it weird?
What's that?
Just going to make it weird there?
Well, here's the thing. So I went over to her house the day of the murder mystery because the murder mystery was a mile from her house. And I was like, God, I hope I see him. Because I was going to be like, dude, I didn't steal these guns. Like I was going to literally say I didn't do it, right? But he never came home. And then I stayed there that night. And when I woke up, I think he was home. Their doors were shut. But it was, you know, too early in the morning. It's like 9 a.m. What am I going to do? Knock on the door? Hell, he probably thinks I was not going to see anybody who was home. So I go in his room and root through his shit again. Shit. You know what I mean? So I couldn't do anything. I have yet to speak with him. But I mean, every time he's home, like we're friendly. Like we hang out and we talk and all that stuff. But I definitely have to talk to him and let him know that I didn't take his guns. I need him to know that.
Well, what about this as another theory? What if Katie stole the guns so that you'll come over more often to protect her?
Well, Katie, well, where would she put them?
I don't know. But I'm sure she could find some place to put them.
Well, if Katie wants me to come over, all she can do is ask. That's not
maybe she says, look, I'm scared someone stole it, broke into the house. I need you to hear more often.
Well, no, if somebody took guns, then we would want to be over here to my place more often.
Yeah, but her work, she can't be there. You know, she's closer to, she lives where she lives for reasons, close to work.
No, no, this my place is way closer to her.
Oh, it is? Well, there goes that theory.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so do you think the dog walker did it?
Because well, I mean, this is real life, so I can't, yeah. I don't really want to say because these are real people. But I just do, I know that, I'll say this. If there are three suspects, I would be 95% sure that it was one of those two suspects. And then the other 5% would be, who knows, somebody in the neighborhood that he told about it, or, you know, or maybe somebody who has a grudge against him or whatever, who knows. But also the big thing is no forced entry. That's the thing.
That's the key.
Somebody would have to be, I mean, it has to be stealth.
Do we have a time period between the last time he saw
That's
them?
That's the other thing. So he said he'd, you know, he didn't go in every day and look at his guns.
I would.
So do you, Robbie, how long has it been since you've seen your gun?
Very recently.
Before that?
I go maybe 5 days.
Okay, well, even 5 days. Then you have a 5-day period. But I think he said it was like a month. So it could have been any time within 30 days.
Well, maybe, what should the poll question be, though, at Rob and Joe show? We should, is Joe guilty?
No, don't say that because everybody will say I'm guilty and then I don't want him to think that there's
a part of it. Did Joe have something to do with
don't say it.
And then B did the guy steal the guns himself in order to frame you? And then C, is it the dog walker?
No, don't say dog walker.
Is it someone else?
There you go.
Okay. My vote is for the Joe stole them.
Yes, I'm sure that's going to be
stole
most
anything in your life.
The Turkish plane shot down by ISIS. I'm not sure who that is. Says, will the police search Robbie's house? Is Robbie a suspect? Oh, meaning if I took him, that's where I would put him.
Yeah, Robbie has all the guns. Have you stolen anything as a kid? Did you ever steal stuff?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a shopping. What do you call it? A phase where I was shoplifting.
Eric the actor says Rob is more likely. What does that mean? That you're meaning Rob Mayer? Rob Mayer's only been to her house once.
Or is it more likely you would bring the guns to me? That's what he's.
No, I wouldn't bring them to you because Tawanda. I'm scared of Tawanda. I'm not bringing the guns to her.
Tawanda knows how to handle a weapon.
Yeah. What do you think she's going
to
do?
I'm still not going to bring them to her because I'd be scared.
Yeah, I can't even walk without with my shoes on in that house.
Yeah, you think you're going to bring a gun in there? Jeez.
If I eat in the bedroom, I get murdered. Walk in with a friggin' machine gun.
Well, I'm innocent, okay?
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
You're convinced. You're convinced.
Eric the actor says Rob's motivation is he needs a ring and moving money.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. I could turn that around pretty quickly. I have no idea what those guns are worth.
They're
like
expensive,
thousands?
Right, Robbie?
Yeah, those ARs are quite pricey, and the pistols can go anywhere from 500 upwards of $1,000.
Yeah, but what are they worth? That's what you bought them for retail. I mean, somebody who stole them can't unload them anywhere because they're guns. You have to do it on the street.
Yeah, I don't know what street prices are.
I bet you whoever stole it has already sold them. That they already have cash in hand, and those guns are gone forever.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, someone's murdering someone tonight with those guns, and your fingerprints are going to be on that gun.
That's what I said too. My fingerprints are on the pistol.
We're going to do a murder mystery. It's going to be really about you. You're going to be on.
That's what I'm saying. Meaning, ID channel. If we did all this and the team sheet at the end had all the people and I was on there, a lot of people would pick me.
They probably would.
The fingerprints were on there. I saw where he put them. I saw the exact guns. I have access to the house. I mean, the only thing that I have is my character. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Everything else points to me.
Well, the other thing is maybe you would steal the guns because you want him to move. Because he might think, fuck this place. Because you don't like this man being there next to your girlfriend every night.
No.
That's
not even remotely true.
Hey, it makes sense to me. I mean, somebody stole these guns, Joe. There has to be a reason.
No, you're right.
All the reasons that make sense.
You would guess that the reason is money, right? That would be the most of the motivation, right? All these other things. I mean, I can do a million things to get those other things to happen. Not something that so clearly points to me.
Look, if I'm on a jury and I don't know you at all, you're just Joe Robinson, some guy that looks like a nerd. I'm saying guilty.
No, you're right. If you're in a jury and you're like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this person was in the house when he wasn't home, knew where the guns were.
Yeah. How about this? Can we get this on Judge Judy?
No.
I want him to take you to Judge Judy.
They don't hear criminal cases on Judge
Judy. I'm innocent, all right?
Claims.
And then you could say, look, we talked about it on the Rob and Joe show. This is what we talked 2 years ago. We had this idea.
Oh, you mean to do this to get publicity?
Yes.
No, I didn't even clear it with him to ask him if it was okay to talk about this. So
now you're proving to him that you're
right. I don't think things through. You're right.
Let's call Tommy Savazzo and let's hear his review of the new Star Wars movie. Did he see it? He saw it at the 98 Rock thing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can we call him, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it here.
All right. I'm sure Tommy has a phone that he made himself also.
He smelted it.
Yeah, he probably, his phone case he probably made, whittled it. Yeah. We're calling the great Simbazo from the post-game show.
Hello.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, bud.
You're on the air. The air.
Gross.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well, man. You're our resident nerd. First of all, thank you. Before we get to the movie, Eric the actor in the chat thinks that Joe is also a nerd. Now, as someone who identifies as a nerd,
in all honesty, Joe has a secret nerd. Like, Joe will know things that you wouldn't think that he would know. Like, things that only nerds would know. I wouldn't surprise me that Joe is a closet nerd.
Give me an example.
You're a music nerd. You know a lot about music.
True.
One of your favorite games to play is you don't know who sang this.
That's true.
And then it turns out that I don't know who it was.
Or he'll say a lot of cool guys know about music. I don't think that that's really a nerd thing. You just think knowledge.
Well, yeah, but nerd and geek is being what's the phrase? You are passionate about something. You're passionate about music. You know a lot about music. You can be. I consider Rob a sports nerd. Yes. There's all sorts of nerds.
All right, I'll take it. By the way, nerds rule the world now. So that's
fine. Yeah. Oh yeah. Look, you're a nerd. You got a super hot girlfriend. You're every 80s movie come to life.
Yeah, but you know what else about Tommy is? Tommy's a nerd, but you don't want to mess with Tommy. Like, if things went awry, Tommy would, like, bite your ear off.
Yeah, Tommy told us that story about when you got in a fight in high school or elementary school and you bit that kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm a biter. A biter and a scratcher. Because I grew up in a bad neighborhood. I've fought. I had at least, since kindergarten, at least two fights a year up until I graduated high school.
Jesus.
Tommy told me we were going to a haunted house. It was actually awesome. But me and Katie and a bunch of other people went. I said, hey, Tommy, do you and Lou want to come? And he said, I can't, because what happens is if somebody like comes around a corner, it's like, boo, he starts swinging. That's his first reaction, or biting, or whatever the hell he does.
Well, there was one time
to a haunted house because the monsters are in jeopardy.
Yeah.
There was one time that I was taking a dump. Huh. I I walk out of the bathroom, and my fiance jumped around the corner right there and was like, boo, and scared me. And it, before I knew it, my fist had lightly tapped her nose before I pulled it back. I may have punched her in the face. And
did
it was
cry?
Because I thought she was a ghost. No, she laughed because she wasn't, I guess she was just surprised. I'm not a woman beater. But
so in 30 seconds there, you stunk up the bathroom and punched her in the face.
Yeah.
So you saw Star Wars at 7:30 in the morning with the 98 Rock thing. Now, we know you like to see movies on a certain substance. I don't know how much.
Yes, and I was in full effect.
Well, tell us.
I took way too much, and I took it way too early. I had about an hour to kill in the lobby of the Senator, surrounded by stormtroopers, Mandalorian mercs, and a life-size R2-D2 that was rolling around.
That had to really make it, I guess, awesome, right? I
mean,
that
did it last through the whole movie? Because the movie's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, well, I mean, towards the end, by the time I left, I wasn't crazy anymore. But
so by the time, by the time you left, you actually were watching the real movie.
Yeah.
So have you seen it since? Just sober, basically.
No, I think I'll see it maybe next weekend with some family.
Okay, well, without giving any spoilers,
it's
giving a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Is it that good?
I got to tell you, I was moved. There were parts of it that were super emotional for me, but by the end of it, I told myself, why am I fighting anymore? And I wept. The end of the movie, I just had hot tears rolling down my face.
By the way, it's also the first part of a three-part series.
Yeah.
Like, you're crying. It's the equivalent of watching a movie. You're crying, you know, it's a 2-hour movie. You're crying at minute 40.
But no, you're crying happiness because you know there's more coming. You're just so overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, and then seeing that movie like a premiere, and it was such a big, it was a big to-do. So you had like diehard fans going to this thing. So when something would happen or they showed us, like, you know, they showed something that called back to the original trilogy, just hoots and hollers. The whole place would just erupt. So, it was a very emotionally charged morning.
So people were yelling during the movie, but you liked it?
Yeah, because everybody was yelling. Like, something would happen, and everyone was like, ah!
Where does it rank in your Star Wars, favorite Star Wars?
I was born in 77. My mom was pregnant when she saw, she was pregnant with me when she saw the first one. So I grew up with Star Wars. And then, like, I watched all the, as a kid, I watched, remember they would do those simulcasts where they, ABC or NBC or WBAL would play the movie, and then you could turn on the radio station so you could listen to it over your hi-fi sound system at home.
I know that.
And they had the Ewok made-for-TV movies. There were two of those, the Battle for Endor and some other one. And, like, I grew up with Star Wars. So this is just a continuation of that love affair. Whereas the first ones were like, okay, when they did the prequels, it was like, okay, if you like Star Wars, here's how we got to that. And I was like, I'm not really into that. But this is a, where are they now? Like, what's going on since? And, oh, it was amazing. I can't put, there's no other phrase to say it. Just, oh, the force is strong with this movie.
If the movie was right about to start, how much money would someone had to have offered you for you to not watch it?
For me to not watch it?
Yeah, here's
like ever.
Money.
Yeah, we'll start with just that showing. You have to get up and leave.
When would I get to see it? Because my whole thing is I wanted to see it before it got spoiled. Because the internet hates people that are passionate about anything.
You'd have to wait 1 month.
Oh, no. Half a million?
No, that's, come on, Tommy. That's not true. $500,000.
Okay, look, I'd probably do it for a Chick-fil-A. I do it for not having diabetes anymore. So it'd be like, you don't have diabetes anymore. Go to town.
What about to never see any of the Star Wars movies or watch any of the old ones again?
Then I would need, I'd be in the millions. I would definitely need, I would say you have to pay me what it makes opening day. $57 million.
Be given $1 million just to not see a movie that you like.
Now, but it's not just a movie, Joe. This Star Wars is so woven into the pop culture of the world. I mean, people who have never seen Star Wars know who Yoda is and knows how a Wookiee sounds.
Right. So you don't need to see it. You still know who Yoda is. You know what I'm saying? For $1 million. How about you, Rob? How much to not see it?
I don't know. $5,000?
Oh, I'd do less than that. I'd not see it for $2,000.
Yeah.
What ever. If you would never see it? Would you be able to see the next one?
I mean, who cares? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, for $2,000, I wouldn't see it.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. If you had to have sex with a man to be able to see these movies, someone you know, who would have?
Like, could I pick like a hot guy? Look, Todd Moffat of the Murder Mystery, he's pretty cut.
Would you want him behind you or in front of you?
No, he apparently has a huge hog. I would rather be giving than receiving.
That is a good question. Would you, if you had to blow a guy to see the movie, would you do it? You wouldn't see it otherwise.
I mean, are we talking like Boy George?
Whoever you want.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Whatever guy you want.
You pick the guy.
I would blow Caitlyn Jenner to see Star Wars.
Well, lucky for you and Caitlin, you didn't have to do that.
This movie is blow a guy great.
That would be a great ratings. I give it two.
What's it getting on rottenblowjobs.com?
Can I say something real quick about the Ravens post game that applies here? Sure. We had in the what's more likely, is it more likely that someone would have not heard of the song Hello by Adele? Or of Star Wars? That was the question. And what do you think the answer is, Rob? What do you think is more likely?
Hello.
Yeah, hello is pretty easily. And I always said I use my father as a gauge because my father's not going to know Hello by Adele. But my father hates to not. He thinks he's the butt of a joke, but he's not. Does it surprise you that my dad's never heard that song?
Of course not. No.
So, yeah. But I call him on the air because we're basically talking about what is more likely, one thing or the other. And I said, I used both myself and the fan that was playing said, we used our dad as a gauge, right? So I call him on the air and I say, have you ever heard of Hello by Adele? And I can tell he doesn't want to admit that he hasn't heard. He goes, well, it doesn't sound familiar, but maybe if I've heard it. And then of course I said, have you heard of Star Wars? And he said, of course I have. So that is the answer. But then afterwards, it was really funny. Didn't you think, Tommy, the call?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then I said, afterwards, I said, hey, great job. And he goes, yeah, right. I go, no, Dad, it was funny. Nobody gives a shit if you know Hello by Adele.
Can we do a segment with your dad? Because I know Miggity Mac, who worships Gramps, would love that. Some sort of segment where we ask him if he knows things.
Yeah, let's do a Scott Apples type of game where we say, does he know this or does he know this?
Okay.
How about you call it, can you call it Grandpa Culture?
Yes, of course we can.
That's an awesome name, Grandpa Culture.
Is he like a singer or a DJ? His name is Kid Cudi, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Kid Cudi. I don't know. I'm an old man. And Katie made fun of me. I don't want to be like, hey, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I think it's Kid Cudi. Don't tell them.
Kid Cudi sounds hard.
Temporary music. I don't listen.
I think Kid Cudi opened for the Wiggles.
Hey everybody, come to Magoobie's Joke House this Saturday night, the 26th, 7:30 p.m. You'll see Tommy Cimbazzo singing and dancing and wearing a ridiculous Christmas suit.
Can I say buy tickets early?
One of the
early
stars. Yeah, buy tickets early because we are getting to the point where a sellout is not out of the question.
I always read on Facebook, hey, buy your ticket soon. And I know it's bullshit, but buy your ticket soon. I'm not kidding. There's how many does Magoobies hold? Like 320?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be close. Yeah. We're near 200 right now. There's an entire week left.
Yeah. Tommy, appreciate it, bud. We'll see you Saturday, if not sooner.
Not a problem. Love you guys. May the force be with all of you.
Thanks, bro.
That's the spirit. Tommy Cimbazzo, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Joe Robinson wants to tan his penis. Robin Joe Show. Be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 26th at Magoobie's Joke House. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit facebook.com/DieLaughingProductions or robinjoe.com.
And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
for some reason, Joe, you're going tanning.
I'm not going tanning, and I didn't even really want to talk about this, but I guess I have to now. So I joined Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm the fattest I've ever been. I saw pictures of myself at Coco Lane. And I'm like, how did that happen? So I'm like, all right, I gotta whip myself back into shape. This is dumb. Mm-hmm. So I worked out one day. Worked out the very next day with Katie. And Katie's like, well, why don't we go tanning? They have free tanning here. And I'm like, okay. So I go into this tanning, but stand up. And I'm in there for 7 minutes. And I don't even get, I get nothing. I don't,
you're naked.
Just not even a little teeny hint of pink. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, well, cool. This is pretty non-invasive, right? So the next day, the very next day, Sunday, I said to Katie, I go, hey, I'm going to go work out again. I go to Planet Fitness again. I work out. Afterwards, I'm like, well, let me go hit the tanning booth again. Now, the tanning booth near where Katie is a stand-up one where you can dance and everything and all that stuff.
I like those.
Yep. But this one, I didn't know until I walked in, was one of the lay-down ones where you are literally laying directly against the like bulbs, that. Which are to tan you.
Yeah.
But I'd already said, well, I'll do 10 minutes this time because 7 minutes was nothing. So I go in there, and at the end of 10 minutes, I get up. I'm like, huh. So I start, when I'm doing the show, the post-game show, we're doing it outside, and I am fucking freezing. My teeth are chattering. I'm like, God, is everybody cold? And people are like, well, it's kind of cold, but I had layers and layers on. Finally, we get into the house. I take my pants off. I look like Hellboy. I'm beet red. So I've literally burned myself, clearly second-degree burns. Maybe there's a couple thirds thrown in there. But I actually, I texted you guys a picture of my leg. How bad does that look?
It does. It looks awful. Yeah, we'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter.
But you know what hurts the most?
The fact that you stole those guys' guns?
No. My ass, because my ass has never seen the sun. And, like, I'm sitting down right now, but every time I'm asked to move, like, I try to stay as motionless as I possibly can, because when I'm asked to move, I am it hurts, like, agonizingly bad. So
are you putting any lotion on it?
Never have to get up.
Any aloe vera or something?
Yeah, I lotion aloe all over my ass, and I put on a pair of, like, fleece pajama pants, and I'm going to try to just maybe lotion them up a couple more times, but yeah.
Are you having Katie do that for you to maybe introduce some ass play into your lovemaking?
Well, last night Katie helped put aloe on my legs, but tonight I did it myself.
All right, you don't need me to come over, help out?
If you want. What is that? So I can see the new Star Wars, you have to put aloe on my legs.
Exactly. I would do that. Now, you said that you like to be tanned completely.
I've only tanned one previous time, and that's when you and I went to Cancun with 98 Rock the first time. I think it was in 06 or 07, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember Mickey's like, dude, you have to tan. You don't want to just go to the equator and, you know, and just be out. And I'm like,
because this is like in April or March or something.
So I start tanning. I do the first time. Guess how long I was in the tanning bed the first time I was in there?
Well, 5 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Next time, 3 minutes. Next time, three. Then four, then five. Until I got myself, I built up a tolerance for this. Mm-hmm. But this time I'm like, well, I'm not going to go in. I get a little color, but I know that these bulbs they're not as strong as the ones that I had before. And I lay down on there and man, I'm paying.
But you like to be naked all the way. You want your junk to match.
I don't know why, but when all parts of me were tan all the way through, I thought it looked good. So yeah, I try to be the same color. I like for my back and chest to be the same color as everything.
So if you were going to take a picture of yourself naked, you'd want to be tan all the way.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Would you leave underwear on if you went tanning?
Yeah, I do.
Why? You want to have that?
Because if I get burnt, I don't want that to be burnt.
Well, obviously, you don't intend on getting burned. That's only something you do out of neglect and idiocy. That's what happened to me.
You got burnt? Yeah.
Well, if I knew I was going to get burned, I'd never tan.
No, but I don't know. I can't control it. I don't know how my body's going to react. Why would I care if I'm tan there?
Robbie said if your junk is white, it looks bigger. Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with that.
But, I mean, why would I care how it... I mean, it's not like I'm getting chicks by walking around naked.
I know. Sometimes you just do things for yourself, Rob.
Yeah, I guess. Does it make you feel sexier? Make you feel more like you got more confidence?
It's hard for me to say right now because I'm in so much pain. But let me get, once this, I shed this layer of skin like an anaconda, and then right. I can be more reasonable with it, I'll let you know.
You're not going to look like shit for the murder mystery, are you, Saturday? It's our last
performance. No, I think by Saturday I should be good.
We did the Boomy Temple. It's our first time doing it there. It's the Shriners. It's this huge hall. It's a beautiful building. And it was our first time doing it there. It was this past Saturday. And it was an interesting age range. There were literally people there, 80s, would you say? Definitely in their 80s?
Oh, God, yes, yes.
And some people that appeared to be look like strippers. And
there's
like
some, there's a couple 30. Lines that I really thought it would be funnier to have some of these really old ladies say.
Right.
Right.
This audience has some lines in all these shows.
And I went up to one table and it looked like, I mean, it looked like, you know, the people from Cocoon, it looked like their parents.
Right, right.
And I was like, can I get some of you guys? They're like, huh? What? Huh? And I just gave up.
We had one woman, Katie was telling us that, see, you, there's a sheet at every table that has all the lists of all the potential suspects. And the audience members that play roles get a binder so they can, you know, memorize their lines. And some lady was trying to walk around to see who was playing a role to already start questioning these people. The show hasn't started. She has no idea what's going to happen. But she wanted to just get a jump start on solving this crime.
I think that if you did that, it wouldn't help you at all.
Not at all. Not at all. But it was the first time we've also done a show without Justin. He had a 98 Rock thing that came sprung up on him at the last minute. He couldn't get out of. And, you know, when we first wrote these, Joe, the idea was that, you know, they were going to be funny with any competent comedian, anyone we deemed funny, that we didn't need Justin to be Daniel Day-Lewis it to make it amazing. And then when we saw how great he was, we were like, oh, shit, maybe we do need Justin. But Sean Gabbert, who's a regular on our shows and didn't have a role in this one, stepped in, and I thought he did a great job. And the show, you know, no one's going to be Justin, but it was a really good show.
I don't think anybody who saw that show said, you know, oh, man, I wish Justin was here. Or, oh, you know, it wasn't good. But I will say this. I want Justin when we can have him. Obviously,
absolutely,
because he's the best in the world. But
he's
it is
the most
good
talented
to know.
No, and he's a draw.
Right. If we have to, we can survive. And I thought Sean did a great job.
And I do feel like this one and the Newly Dead Game one are funnier, and they're not as reliant on any one person.
Yeah.
Where the last laugh, the first one we did, we really need Justin to kill it.
Yeah, you're right. The last laugh, we can't do it without Justin. But one other thing about this one is that the show is stolen by Eric Woodworth. He's the funniest person in the show.
He's getting the biggest laughs playing.
He's getting the biggest laughs. And we've added a new segment to this, which is to show that Eric is he's the most important piece of this show.
Yeah. Again, the 26th is Saturday, 7:30 p.m. And then January 7th, we're going to be doing The Last Laugh with Justin and Rob Spiewak and Danny Ruge at the DC Improv. The big news that everyone's been talking about today is Steve Harvey, the Miss Universe debacle.
Should we take a break and then talk about this on the other side?
We've had two breaks.
We have, Robbie?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm an idiot. Sorry.
That's okay. This is it.
Don't edit this out. That's me.
He, in his first year, was hosting the Miss Universe pageant, and he read the winner being Miss Columbia, only to then, a minute or two later, say, nope, first runner-up.
I didn't actually, Robbie knows this about me, I haven't listened to it and I don't want to.
Because that makes you uncomfortable.
You know me, I don't want to feel the way that you feel when you see it.
Well, so, let's play it then.
No. Even unless it's super handy, I don't need to hear it.
Well, now we have
Miss
to play.
Miss Universe 2015 is Columbia. Okay, folks. I have to apologize.
The first runner up is Colombia.
Oh my God.
This is live TV.
Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Oh, they play the same song.
Now,
oh.
Keep in mind, when he says Colombia, she walks out to the front of the stage, they put the crown
Listen,
on her.
Folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner up is Colombia. It is my mistake.
I'd like to see the card, Mr. Harvey.
No, they
Please
have
don't
the card.
Hold it against the ladies.
See it online.
Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night. Thank you all.
We feel badly.
So,
by the way, I think this helps Steve Harvey's career.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. It totally does. It helps. You know, the only loser in this is the girl that actually won, because everyone's consoling what in reality is second place.
You're absolutely right.
She came out to the front. She's crying. Greatest moment of her life. And then you can see when he says, I have to apologize, no one's really sure what's happening. And when he says the winner is Philippines, she still is unsure. He's like, is this, because he's a comedian, is this a joke? And no one really knows what's happening. So it was super awkward. But then when she wins, they go, they have to take the crown off this one girl, put it on her.
Oh, they take it off.
Yeah. Oh.
Awkwardly removes the sash. And the-
yes.
Oh, my God. Who took it off? Steve Harvey?
No.
They have some girl that comes out.
Oh,
and does
my
that.
Gosh. Yeah. Somebody in chat saying, oh, Eric is, he's saying this is much better with the video. I will never watch this video.
You have
but
to.
I actually think everyone in this situation benefits. The last Miss Universe or whatever I remember is Vanessa Williams, and that's because...
And you never remember the runner-up.
No, you never remember Miss Universe.
Right.
You never remember. Nobody knows who the hell these people are.
Of course not.
And now everyone is going to know who these people are because of this. Wasn't there a deaf one time, Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that of course, you knew as soon as you knew saw somebody who was deaf, they were going to win, right? But I don't remember that person's name.
No.
This is going to be... This is the biggest thing to ever happen to Miss Universe since... Since Vanessa, they found out Vanessa Williams was naked and had her title stripped, or was that Miss America?
I think that was Miss America, but yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But he made it worse because he sent out a tweet to apologize.
Yes.
Spelled Philippines and Colombia.
Yeah, he just, and then he deleted it, but of course, once it's out there, it's out there. Now he's claiming, or not, there's other people are suggesting that the teleprompter was wrong because he showed the card, and people on Facebook are idiots because there are people on there showing the card saying, I could see how he could screw that up. No, you can't. The card, look, it's not the most perfect card how I would write it, but it does say second runner up, USA, first runner up, Colombia, Miss Universe 2015, Philippines. So unless he's thought first runner up meant first.
Hey, who was actually hotter? I didn't see him. Who was the hottest of the two?
Neither one were black, so I didn't care.
Bobby?
The Asian one, I thought was sexier.
Marcus?
Didn't see it.
Nice. I think Philippines was hotter. But now the German girl is saying that no one voted for Philippines, so she's throwing more controversy in there.
German, who wasn't even in the top three.
Right. So, look, if they all fight and it gets nasty, that's awesome.
Yeah, you mean like when Nancy Kerrigan lost to... Yeah, and she said, oh, why don't you go cry some more? Yeah, you're right. That is better. But these two, I think that these guys, I want to check out their net worth in 10 years. Not Steve Harvey's. I know it's going to be $100 million. But these two women who are involved in this, don't let me forget that.
Well, I am willing to bet money right now. There will be a Super Bowl commercial with something to do with Steve Harvey, these two girls, maybe Doritos. Yeah. He's announcing the best Dorito flavor. He gets it wrong or
That's
something.
That's what I'm saying. Steve Harvey made himself an extra $50 million screwing this up.
Yeah, he'll make jokes about it. He'll make it work for him. He really will.
And what you bet right now, he's the host next year.
I bet you he isn't.
All right, it's a bet. It's
I $10.
$10.
My money's on Mario Lopez.
I was giving you the rest of the world. I was just taking Steve Harvey.
No, I'm not saying I win if it's not Steve Harvey, but I just want to get extra credit for nailing it perfectly. Now, Trump is, of course, happy because he was running this, and then he tweeted out, look, it's gone to shit, basically, since I left.
They can't even get the person right.
Right. But it's, I know you hate that stuff, Joe, but it's a pretty amazing moment.
I like hearing about it, and I'm glad it happened. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what you do as Miss Universe, what your role is, or I guess you go and, you know, go to charity events, but I'm sure the runner-up will find a way to get something out of this.
If this was really good for Steve Harvey's career, you should do the same thing at the Maryland Music Awards show.
Say the wrong name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, I'm going to be on it, and I'm going to be an announcer again.
Are you really?
Well, yeah, but he, what's his name? Van Horn? Not Mike, the dad.
Vance.
He came on to 98 Rock to promote it, and he asked me if I wanted to do it again. I said, yeah, but no offense, let me write my own thing. I don't, you know what I mean? Don't write it for me. I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? If you're bringing me on as a comic, let me be funny. He goes, okay. So once he agreed to that, I said I'd do it.
All right. Please say the name wrong. Please do that.
I don't know that that's viewed enough for me to become famous doing that.
Well, I mean, it's a kind of a moot point. You're going to be in jail for the gun charges. So
plus, the last time I did it, it was the jazz category, and of course, the winner wasn't there anyway. So what did it matter?
What category do you want? Rock?
Yeah, of course I want rock. Yeah.
Your music.
Now I'm going to change the subject real quick before we finish. Sure. I know people love when people talk about their fantasy football teams. I know people really love that. But I played Rob this week. We're playing right now in the playoffs. And Rob has two players left. He has, who do you have? Drew Brees and who else? Golden Tate. Mm-hmm. And Rob is losing by 101.5 points.
Yep.
So all he needs is for there to be a shootout. Brees has to throw 7 touchdowns. And then Golden Tate has to catch also 4 touchdowns.
Would all I need is each player to have the greatest game that anyone at that position has ever had. I like my chances. Hey, come out this Saturday if you can. Magoobies Joke House, 7:30 p.m. Magoobies.com. Buy those tickets in advance. Full cast will be there. Justin, Joe, you're going to be on 98 Rock. Did you say Wednesday?
I'm going to be on Christmas Eve morning.
Christmas Eve morning, so Thursday. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you next week. See ya.
See ya.
Omera Radio Entertainment.